This podcast of this Swain event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain event app. Swain event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant. Talking Tennessee, Missouri. Jared Sutton, who covers Missouri, also played there. I don't think there's anyone better to talk to, someone that lived it, someone that breathed it, someone that covers his team now. Jared, good morning. Thanks so much for joining the program.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Here we go, man. Tennessee, Missouri. The easy, probably lazy storyline here is Konzo Martin hosting the team that, you know, that he coached for. I thought Konzo Martin in his first year bringing in all that talent and kind of just waking up that program was awesome. I'm happy for Konzo. I'm happy that he's right there kind of in his backyard. I'm a big Nicodemus Christopher guy, big fan of him, and you know, really happy that Konzo's there. And I know this game is going to have that storyline because Konzo coached here and how he was kind of treated on the way out. Some of it was justified, some of it was not. Missouri enters this season again without their best player because of injury. How has this Missouri team been able to adjust so far without some of their best players?
Well, I think you hit it on the head when you talk about Konzo Martin and waking up the program. You know, he inherited a program that was one of the worst three-point shooting teams, not only in the SEC, but in all of college basketball. And they lacked talent. There was some toughness about that group that he inherited with Jordan Geist and Kevin Puryear, who are still on this current team, who have really carried the leadership torch for this team and have changed their overall games development-wise to be the players they are as seniors. So I think Konzo gets a lot out of those two, and the fact that he can coach them, they are Konzo Martin-type guys. So the fact that they have had some leadership in the locker room, I think, helped. You look at Konzo Martin and the job he's done over 2 years, and it's sort of a what-if game with Konzo in Missouri because he had Michael Porter, and then he had Jontay Porter this year who was coming back and was really improved and had really advanced his game even from when he was a freshman and really jumped on the scene pretty quickly. But I think when you look at this team and the growth that they've had over the course of the season, you know, a lot of the things in the conversation at the beginning of the year with Missouri was, they're not going to be as good. They're losing Cassius Robertson. They're losing Jordan Barnett, who are their best three-point shooters. Who's going to step up and make shots? They were getting Mark Smith as a transfer, but we weren't really sure if Mark Smith was going to play and if he was going to be cleared and eligible to play for Missouri. And he has stepped up and played really well. And for this Missouri team, it's really about the identity piece. This team lacked an identity for so long. And Konzo Martin has put his stamp on this program, and that stamp is they're going to play defense, they're going to play with toughness. But a lot of the conversation, too, was are they going to struggle on offense? Well, they've been able to shoot the ball really well, and if they can have Jeremiah Tillman stay on the floor, they're a completely different team. He is a huge piece of where they're going to go this year. And look, a huge test right out of the gate for them with Tennessee, who's an outstanding team, balanced team, veteran team, and they're going to get their best shot. And this is going to be a good learning experience, I think, for these guys. We'll see how they respond tonight in a game that ultimately that they really have to show well on their own floor. And as Konzo said yesterday, really try to protect your home floor, especially in the SEC where the league's going to be really good this year.
Missouri went 9-3 in non-conference play with a couple big wins over Xavier and Illinois. What were your thoughts on the Tigers in non-conference play?
Well, I think the game against Temple really stands out to me. It's a game that they lost, but it's a game where they did not play well. They struggled to make shots. They struggled to score. But they fought their way back late and made it a one-possession game with a couple minutes to play. And I think that catapulted them against UCF. UCF, very good team out of the American. A good resume win for them, something that they needed. Jordan Geist hit a long three-point shot to send it to overtime. They made some plays down the stretch to ultimately get the game won. And then they started a run where they beat Xavier. They beat Illinois. And although Xavier and Illinois, not great teams, they put those teams away and won convincingly and won by double digits, something that Missouri really wasn't doing at the beginning of the year. Losing at Kansas State in a preseason non-conference tournament Paradise Jam. They lost that game. Again, didn't play well. Got a veteran team's best shot, and I think they learned a lot about themselves going into the rest of that non-conference play. They ran the table in December, went undefeated in December. They're riding high, six-game winning streak. They haven't played in a long time. They didn't play on Saturday, so this is their first test. Haven't played in over a week, so you wonder if they'll have some cobwebs. But ultimately, I just feel that this Missouri team has started to find a rhythm and started to find a little bit of flow offensively. Like I said, Jeremiah Tillman is a big part of that. He's got to be able to stand the floor, but they have some young players, guys like Javon Pickett, Xavier Penson, Torrance Watson, that are starting to get it, starting to understand the speed of the game, starting to be able to add some productivity on both ends of the floor. And as you guys know, playing for Conza Martin, you've got to defend before you do anything else, and they're starting to buy in.
Well, Jerry, you've already talked about it some. Conza Martin plays a very distinct style of basketball, defense-heavy, very deliberate. And I guess by the time his time at Tennessee was coming to a close, it was sort of something that made Tennessee fans kind of groan when they watched it. So far, Missouri, how do fans feel about the way Conzo is coaching? And then how are you feeling about the future at the moment?
Well, I think with Conzo, you look at these 2 years. For Missouri fans, it was bottom of the barrel before he got to Missouri. With Kim Anderson at the helm, Missouri was really a poor program. They lost a ton of games. Really, there was no vision or future direction. We didn't really know where the program was going. And ultimately, Kim gets let go. And the decision really came from Jim Sterk, who had just became an athletic director for Missouri. And knowing that he had to get basketball right, that was his number one focus, was getting basketball right. And he wanted a guy that had integrity. He wanted a guy that carried himself with character. He wanted a guy that was tough, that was going to run a good program. And I think he found that guy in Conzo Martin. I do think Missouri fans really understood that Conzo was known as a defensive coach and what was it going to look like offensively. And when you hire a basketball coach, I always say the most important thing is not so much hiring the head coach, it's also the staff. It's also the assistants. Who are you bringing in? Strength coaches. You touched on Nicodemus. I always say if you have a name like Nicodemus, you're probably in pretty good shape as a strength coach.
No doubt.
But he's been great. I mean, the development of some of these players, Jeremiah for one, getting stronger but getting more athletic, getting more lateral quickness, all these things that you have to have more basketball savvy, that's important. Development, that's important. Getting Mark Smith, who did not play well at Illinois, now he's one of the best shooters in the league in 3-point percentage. That's all development. So I think Missouri fans are starting to buy into the understanding of we haven't had an identity at Missouri for a long time, probably dating back before when I played. I think it's starting to find a little bit of a grasp of, hey, this team's going to be defensive minded, but look, we're starting to make 3-point shots. Well, Missouri didn't make 3-point shots before he got there. They struggled. That's a huge part of where the game is going now. In today's modern-day basketball, you got to have guys who can make shots because it stretches the defense, and we're finally doing that at Missouri. So I think he's starting to evolve offensively. And look, Jontay Porter went out, and I would say this about Vanderbilt with Darius Garland going out. When you have a player like a Jontay Porter or Darius Garland who's going to be a first-round pick, and they're lost to the season with injury, you have to evolve and find a way to change sometimes your system and your scheme. You have to have players step up, and sometimes that's young players who get thrown in the fire who might not be ready for that, and they've been able to grow. And I think that has a lot to do with just Conzo and how he's been able to teach, how he's been able to push some of these guys to continue to grow and continue to expand their games and also build confidence in the process.
Jarrett Sutton here on the Swain Event. You can follow him on Twitter, Jarrett T. Sutton, does color for SEC Network, does a good job, former Mizzou basketball player. And you know this, Jarrett, when you played this game, there's games that you kind of go into and you know what type of performance you need from your best players. You know what type of performance you need from certain players, whether you are a rebounder, whether you are great as a distributor, or you are the glue guy, or you are the defensive stopper. Everyone knows their role, and you kind of know what you have to do if you're going to upset a team like Tennessee. In your opinion, what does a few of those players need to do? What, as far as score, as far as defense, as far as rebounding, who are some guys that need to stand out and really have their best game for Missouri to have a chance to win tonight?
Yeah, so it's a tough test for Missouri. You know, Konzo touched on that yesterday in his media availability. Tennessee's a great team, one of the best teams in college basketball. They have a great front line. They have depth. They have an ability to play multiple brands of basketball through a very balanced structure offensively with guys that can make some shots. They want to throw the ball inside. They can really own the paint. And that's something that I think Tennessee can really exploit against Missouri. So the big factor for Mizzou is Jeremiah Tillman. He is a skilled, polished, big man when he stays on the floor. He has a tendency to be in foul trouble and has mental lapses at times where he gets undisciplined defensively. He'll set an illegal screen. He'll slap his arm down in a play that he doesn't need to, and he picks up cheap fouls. And ultimately, Missouri has to change what they do offensively and play a little bit of a small ball. And then they also go to Reed Nicko, who gives them good minutes, but he's not much of an offensive weapon for them as a big man. Jordan Geist is a player that has made shots. He's improved his three-point percentage. He was a 20% three-point shooter when he got to Missouri a few years back. When he got to Missouri, Kim Anderson said he'd only play 7 minutes a game for him, and now he's starting, and he's leading this team in scoring and really being productive on both ends of the floor. He's a gritty player. He's a guy you love to have on your team, and you might not like to have him when you're playing against him because he just gets after you. He's a tough kid, and he's going to set the tone in the open court. He's got to be able to get his hands on some balls, deflect balls, get a couple steals, try to set the tone defensively. Javon Pickett is a young freshman. If they can get consistency from him, this is a kid that went 4-for-5 from three against Illinois, really had his coming out party against Illinois in the Bragging Rights game. He's playing well. Xavier Pinson comes off the bench. He's a playmaking guard, makes that flashy home run type pass. He can really get in cracks of defenses. If Tennessee can really keep him out of the paint, that's a win for them. So ultimately, it's for Missouri inside out play. They're going to go to Jeremiah Tillman. They want him to go to the rim, to attack, to put fouls on bigs, to go at Alexander, to go at Grant Williams, some of these guys, because he is very skilled. He has grown up a lot. He's matured a lot. His body has changed, and he's a guy that can really put an impact on this game. But if he's in foul trouble, Missouri's going to really struggle because they're going to have to make outside shots, shoot it well from three. So if Tennessee can guard the three-point line, and then if Tennessee makes shots and runs their offense and gets what they want, Tennessee is going to blow Missouri out of the water. For Mizzou, it's denying passing lanes, not giving Tennessee open looks, not making things easy for Tennessee to just keep it a game and have an opportunity to lay it home.
Jared, I think the best job as a coach or anything to do with sports is being a fired SEC coach. If you are fired as an SEC coach, you get that buyout money, you're golden. I think the next best job in sports is being Don King, who never really had to be punched in the face. All he did was promote Mike Tyson, and he printed money. I want to channel my inner Don King here, and I want to promote a horse battle between you and Dane Bradshaw of the SEC Network, him being a Tennessee guy, you being a Missouri guy, Tennessee-Missouri playing tonight. How can we set that up, man, get a trash-talking horse game between you and Dane Bradshaw?
Hey, I'm on board. Dane does a great job. I will take the challenge. In all honesty, I love listening to Dane. He does a great job on the SEC, and obviously a Tennessee guy, so I kind of like the banter back and forth. So, hey, I'll leave you guys to set that up. I'll just follow suit.
We'll work on that, man. Hey, congratulations to you. One of the coolest things is being able to talk about the game that you love and being able to cover your team. And I say this today, and I'll say it to you. I know you represent Missouri in an awesome way, and those Missouri athletes, those alums, they are very proud of you. And so just congratulations, man, on all your success professionally.
Well, I appreciate it. It means a lot. And like you know, in sports, at times it's tough to kind of get your foot in the door and get started. I was a walk-on at Missouri, kind of earned my way in 4 years at Mizzou. And being an athlete, you learn so much, not just about sport, but about what you want to do in life. I found a love for the game. And then understanding of working hard and starting at a spot that may not be comfortable, might not be what you ultimately want, but meeting those people, making those relationships, and then just trying to work as hard as you can every day, I think is important. That's something that you learn being an athlete, and ultimately propels you into your career, whatever it is. And it's paid off, and it's been great. So I appreciate you guys having me. It's been fun chatting with you this morning.
Hey, thank you, man. I look forward to the next time, man.
All right, talk to you soon. Thanks,
guys. Thank you. Jarrett T. Sutton on Twitter is how you can follow